Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Currently we're doing the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at the time of visiting a sick person. We're explaining that even the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are such that the meaning is so filled with wisdom. The timeliness, the words, the effect of the words are massive, are great. That the words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would choose and the words that he would make, these are also from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one thing we would find in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam always gave hope to a sick person. It wasn't a situation of making a sick person even more afraid, or making him more afraid than the condition he is, but rather was to ease the condition, make it easy, make him feel comfortable. And this is the style of a believer. We trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continuously encourage people. There was one person mentioned to me, he passed away now, Allah Ta'ala fill his qabrul noor. But he mentioned to me that at one stage he had cancer. And when he was in cancer, he had this cancer of the abdomen, colon cancer. So he said, the doctors told me, you got 4 months to live, that's it. 4 months they gave him. He said, and they were like positive about what they were saying. He said, this is the maximum time period they had given him. Allah Ta'ala made it such that he lived for 17 years after that. 17 years. And some of the doctors also that told him at that time that you got these few months to live, they had passed away. Allah Ta'ala had given him life. So believer, we don't look at his condition and say you got so long, so little time left, you're finished, this is the end of you. Continuously, right till the end, we give him hope. So long as Allah Ta'ala is there and Allah Ta'ala is always there, we know there's hope for a person. So from today's du'as also, we'll see how much of hope Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give a person. Recently I was with a family member who was being admitted into theatre for a procedure, and old person in his 80s. So as just before he could be put or taken into theatre, then what happens is one of the doctors come and tell this person that we need to tell you something, we got to inform you by law. And one of the things that we have to inform you that, you know, when you go into theatre there's a chance that you won't come back out alive. Now as it is, the person is so scared, he's so afraid, he's so nervous. And now when some doctor comes there and say there is a chance that you won't come back out alive, what does it do to a person? So therefore you find that the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is brilliant. The moment the du'a is made, the timing of the du'a, the words of the du'a, what is to be said when. This sort of things you can tell a patient, no problem, but long before he takes the decision of going for the procedure. Now that procedure has already been decided upon, both the gown is on, preparation has already been taken, just about to enter into the theatre, and now we've got to read this out to you, there's a chance that you won't come back out alive. What does it do to a patient? So therefore we see the hikmat and the wisdom and the beauty in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore Allama Kashmiri rahmatullahi would say, even the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a miracle. Miracle, what beautiful du'as, at what timely moments Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make these du'as, all the time giving a person hope. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man aada mariidhan lam yahdurhu ajaluhu, faqala indahu sab'a marratin, as'alullah al-azim, rabba al-arsh al-azim, ay yashfiyak illa aafahu Allah min thalika al-marad. Rawahu Abu Dawud wa Tirmidhi, waqala hadithun hasanun, waqala al-hakim, hadithun sahihun ala sharat al-Bukhari. Hadir Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma narrates, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who visits a sick person whose time of death has not yet come, and he says 7 times in his presence this dua, As'alullah al-azim, rabba al-arsh al-azim, ay yashfiyak. So this is the dua the person reads 7 times. What is the dua? As'alullah al-azim, rabba al-arsh al-azim, ay yashfiyak. So he reads it in the presence of the sick person. What is the translation? I ask Allah the great, the Lord of the grand throne, to cure you. This is the meaning of the dua. I ask Allah Ta'ala, who is the greatest. Allah Ta'ala is the Lord of the grand, mighty throne, to give you shifa. I'm asking that Allah Ta'ala to give you shifa. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah Ta'ala will cure him from that illness. If this person will be cured from that illness, so long as that is not his time of death, in other words, that is not that final sickness of his that's going to lead to death, that now is already muqaddar for him, Allah Ta'ala will give that person cure and shifa. When we're reading these du'as also, we must have full conviction in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also the person that is listening to it, he must also have that full conviction Sometimes we ask the question that why we made these du'as, but the du'as didn't get answered. We got to ask ourselves, did we have that full conviction and yakin in what we are reading? The person that is listening to it, did he also have that full conviction? Or maybe these things work sometimes, don't work sometimes. That is not the way we should be making these du'as, reading these du'as, but with full conviction that these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the supplication is made to the mightiest Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely shifa is in his hands. So then a person is making it with that conviction. Then Allah ta'ala grants cure. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, and Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dakhala ala a'rabiyin. دخل على أعرابي يعوده وكان إذا دخل على من يعوده قال لا بأس طهور إن شاء الله رواه البخاري. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم went to visit a Bedouin who was ill. Bedouin, a villager. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم went to visit him while he was ill. So one thing we also learned from here, from the beginning of this hadith, is رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم would go to the sick people and he would visit them. Yeah, this is a Bedouin, a person who is a villager. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to him and he visited him. Where would you ever see this today, that the president of the country, the king of the country, the leader is now going to visit a poor villager? But this was the style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even a villager, a person who's got no standing in society, a person that's a Bedouin, he is not well, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking that effort to go and visit him. How much more we should be going and visiting those relatives of ours that are not well, those sick people that are in our community that are staying there that are not well. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going out to a villager to visit him. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit a villager who was not well, who was ill. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited an ill person, he would say this dua, La ba'asa tahurun insha'Allah. La ba'asa tahurun insha'Allah. Nothing to worry about. Nothing. Coming all that fears down, all that worries. A person who's not well is already got fikr. Look at this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ba'asa tahurun insha'Allah. There is nothing to worry about. If Allah ta'ala wills, this is just a purification of your sins. What you're going through, it's just like one washing machine cycle that goes through, just purifying that sins of yours, like that car wash you go for, your car just gets washed and clean. Allah Pak is just cleaning you of your gunas. That's it, nothing else for you to worry about. What you're going through, the sickness, is just that process, nothing else to worry about. Now look at this style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this approach of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in the COVID time, this person died and that person died, and so many statistics, and how many statistics people are getting sick. And now, what were we doing to the sick person? The sick person was getting more sick by looking at this statistics and looking at that statistics, and how many people are getting infected and how many people are going to die, and the danger if you don't take a vaccine, and this going to happen and that going to happen. All we did was we just made people that were already sick more sick. And the style of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't worry, nothing to worry, everything will be okay. This is the style of Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the style of the West. We have to ask ourselves, which style are we approaching? The style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or are we using the style of the West? May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, alhamdulillah.